Alrighty, that was The Rub with George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist. And on the phone from Meanjin, Brisbane, we have got Amy Sargent. And yeah, Amy is a protest artist and activist and has been at some of the counter-protests against this transphobe Posey Parker over the last week and a bit. Welcome, Amy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. All right. So it's been pretty disturbing and full-on over the last little while. People across Australia and around the world were shocked by images of neo-Nazis doing Sieg Heil salutes at a rally in Melbourne by... at this rally organised by this celebrity transphobe Posey Parker last Saturday. We'll get to the fascists, but can you maybe start by telling listeners a bit about who this Posey Parker is?
Yeah, well, Posey Parker, or also referred to as Kelly J. Keane Mensel, is a far-right provocateur. She's a what you could call a grifter. She used to be an anti-Islam campaigner, and then once that grift dried up, she's now moved on to targeting trans people. And she does these events, which she calls Let Women Speak. The idea, you know, is that the transphobic people, they won't let us talk, they won't give us a platform, blah, blah, blah. And so she goes around to various countries. Her tour is funded by dark money groups, and sets up a mic and they just spew bigotry, basically. And so she's done it across Europe, and most recently she's done it across Australia. She was up here in Meanjin or Brisbane a couple of weeks ago, then through to Melbourne last Saturday, and yesterday the tour concluded in Canberra.
So, I mean, since the rally, coming back to the fascists, now that we have left the topic, since the rally with the fascist salutes in Melbourne, Posey Parker has been kind of trying to claim that it was a big surprise and that the fascists showed up and, or, you know, she didn't know they were real fascists and thought they were waving to the counter-protests or something. Can you comment a bit on the... basically, the connections, the links between Posey Parker and that sort of quote-unquote gender-critical movement and the just outright fascists?
Yes. Well, look, the first thing to say very clearly, and there was a great article by Madison Stoff in Overland that was published yesterday on this topic, and the article was about the fact that gender essentialism is a far-right, white supremacist view. So... from the get-go, they're already on the same page with Nazis, right? So no wonder Nazis are coming to support their event. As for, you know, Kelly J. Keane / Posey Parker or whatever, claiming that she was surprised that Nazis showed up, she's asked Nazis to come. There are videos of her saying, hey, where are you boys? Come on, the Proud Boys are Nazis. Come on, come to my rallies. Her big thing as a far-right provocateur and grifter, the line that she repeats all the time, that she repeated on the steps of Melbourne, that I heard with my own ears there in person, was that, look, you don't have to agree with anything anyone else believes, but you just have to believe that you know what a woman is. and, you know, which is very... convenient, right, when you're trying to build a kind of conspiracy movement. As for her claims that, oh, I thought they were waving and everything, that's just absolutely ridiculous. And to be clear, those Nazis got in behind the police line with the help of the TERF people. We've got videos of that. I saw it happen with my own eyes. And they proceeded to march around and seek hail and chant Heil Hitler with the TERFs for hours and hours and hours. This didn't just happen for 10 minutes. It went on for hours, and she had the mic. She didn't condemn them once. So if you're at a rally and there's Nazis on your side, you're at a Nazi rally. You're facilitating a Nazi rally. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%. And there was that excellent comic by the Canadian trans artist Sophie LaBelle that made that point really, really beautifully. Now, on Tuesday evening, 3 days after we had this neo-Nazi Sig Hailing on the steps of Vic Parliament, far-right Christians attacked a group of LGBTIQ protesters outside a meeting at a church in Sydney where Mark Latham was speaking about, you know, the right of Christians to be bigots and not have laws that enshrine equality and anti-discrimination. Amy, can you comment on, like, do you feel that that violence that we saw on Tuesday evening in Sydney is linked to what was happening in Melbourne on Saturday? Do you think they were emboldened?
Certainly. Certainly emboldened. I think we are living in a moment in history where the climate of violence experienced by queer people, and especially by trans people, is intensifying at a really troubling rate. And, you know, queer and especially trans and gender diverse people know that because we experience it all the time. But it's not necessarily reported on in a meaningful or fair way in any, you know, establishment press outlet. So a lot of people would be probably surprised to hear that. But I think for any queer person or any trans or gender diverse person, seeing that reporting either from the steps of parliament with the Nazis or with the, you know, groups beating up trans people outside the Mark Latham event, that didn't come as a surprise. Obviously, it's horrifying, but it was sadly unsurprising.
Mm. Yeah. As you said, the mainstream media, so to speak, the establishment media, does have a definite bias against reporting accurately on the violence against queer people, and particularly trans and gender diverse people, that's becoming increasingly obvious. And also, for some reason, has a vested interest in trying to escalate that violence. Like, the Onion had the Onion on brand, on,
yeah,
point, as usual, had that great article recently that was something, it was titled something along the lines of, "As a journalist, I consider it my job to make life harder for trans people." It was to make life more dangerous.
It certainly feels that way.
Yeah. And it does feel that way, particularly with the establishment media ignoring events like that or reporting on them in a very kind of minor way. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, as scary as it is that the far-right thugs are trying to mobilize around transphobia, and I mean, honestly, being fairly successful at mobilizing around transphobia, like, what do you think of the strength of the counter-protests by the queer community and kind of, and allies and supporters?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the first thing to say with regard to the Kelly J. Keen transphobic Nazi collaborator rallies that have taken place around the country in the last few weeks, it has been really beautiful to see so many people come out and outnumber her mob every single time, from Hobart to Brisbane to Perth. Every single location, there's been hundreds of counter-protesters, many of them allies, many of them cis allies, pushing back against this stuff. And I think, you know, one of the greatest examples was the day before last in Hobart, where there were literally like 12 people max who were there to see Kelly J. Keen, 12 pickets, and there were hundreds of counter protesters all around chanting, "We do not accept this," you know? So that was certainly heartening, and I think that is the direction we must head in, because trans people, despite the fact that we get a lot of airtime, a tiny, you know, minority group, probably, you know, a bigger percentage of the population than some stats would suggest, but that's another conversation. But we are a small group, and that's why they come for us. They come and try to attack us because they know we're small, we're an easy target. And So we need allies on our side to stick up for us, right? We can't always be the ones putting our bodies on the line. And that is why I was so impressed by Senator Lydia Thorpe yesterday, putting her body on the line and disgustingly, you know, getting body slammed by security and cops outside Parliament at the event yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, nice. Bloody legend. And that comes after blockading a police vehicle at Mardi Gras a few weeks back.
Yeah, though.
Exactly.
She's got some good form, Lydia.
Yeah,
Thorpe.
And yeah. Kind of on that topic of mainstream media, I think my mom mentioned it to me, Lydia Thorpe got us to leave because she was blockading something. And then 10 minutes later, she's like, all right, so I had to search for it, but I found out who she was blockading. And yeah. So the fact that you have to put effort in to work out that she was trying to stop the police float that was at Mardi Gras, which is nonsense to begin with, it's really just demonstrative of that sort of bias that exists in a lot of establishment media.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you look at the violence that we've experienced around the country, and especially it escalated to an extreme degree in Nam or Melbourne last Saturday, I mean, it simply goes to reinforce why we cannot have cops at Pride events.
Yeah, for sure.
Amy, we've got to wrap it up and get to activist calendar, but just to finish, how can people support the trans and gender diverse community at the moment? What sort of organisations can people rally around? What sort of events or whatever are coming up?
Certainly, it's always good to show up and tangibly be there, and like Lydia Thorpe, put yourself on the line if possible. But beyond that, you know, deconstructing the climate of violence, deconstructing the climate of bigotry that we experience can be more than just showing up to events or donating to groups. It can be sticking up for trans and gender diverse people in public, amongst friends, you know, all day, every day. Speaking up when it's uncomfortable to do so amongst your peers and colleagues and so on. And so great first step if you're not ready to storm into a field of cops and far-right nationalists.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Sally, for joining us.
Amy.
Sorry, Amy. We had Sally.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you very much, Amy, for joining us, Amy Sargent. Any final comments before we wrap up?
I just think everyone should support 3CR. Folks, like Channel 9 wanted to talk to me, but I was like, hell no, we got to go on 3CR,
yeah.
The GOAT. So subscribe, and thank you so much, folks.
Yeah, word. All right.
Yeah. Thanks very much for coming on.
Cool. See you, folks.
Take care.